Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Small Business Consulting to Go is sponsored by Smart Vault.
Hi, this is Darren Root, and you are listening to episode 18 of Small Business Consulting to Go. I would like to thank our corporate sponsor today, ADP, and our Small Business to Go sponsor, Smart Vault, for today's podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Most importantly, just the importance of going paperless and some paperless vendors that are out there. I'm here with my regular co-host, Doug Sleater. Doug is the president of the Sleater Group. The Sleater Group is a national accounting software consulting firm with over 600 members in the U.S. and Canada. Welcome, Doug. It's great to be with you today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
So what's going on in your world right now?
Well, it's the technology world just keeps spinning, and everything's going so fast. And, you know, one of the topics you and I were just talking about that we're going to get into today is how we kind of get to the online world. And the online world is sort of the recurring theme, it seems, in everything you and I are doing these days. So it's really going great, and we're seeing lots of developments.
Fantastic. I forgot to mention we are on episode 18 of Small Business Consulting to Go. So this has been going a year and a half now?
Yeah, a year and a half, and number 18. And I encourage people to go back and listen to some of our earlier broadcasts because we've got some good content in there, good learning for you. You can download it to iTunes and put it sort of on autopilot so you can listen to each of the things that we're doing each month.
And if you don't do it that way, you can go to CPA TA for CPA Technology Advisor, so cpata.com, and go to the online exclusives, and we have a link there so you can listen to it at your desktop as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so let's talk a little bit about the importance today of going paperless.
Yeah, I think that's a key point in everything that you need to have in order to get online. Paperless is like that first baby step. And I don't know about you, but it's not such a baby step for my practice. Have you gone paperless completely in your practice?
You know, we started in 1999, and I would say by 2000 or 2001, we were completely paperless. Maybe the number one best decision I've made, besides marrying my wife and my having the kids.
Yeah.
So that's way up there then.
Yeah. That's significant.
And as you know, I married way over my head as it was, so
right.
It is a big one.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree we've gone paperless in our company for over the past year or so. We're not 100% there, but we sure have made giant steps. And maybe what we ought to kind of do for our listeners is just kind of lay the groundwork. What do we mean by paperless? What are the? How do you know if you're paperless? And how far down that path you're beginning to achieve the freedom from paper?
Well, what will be interesting here maybe is you and I each have a different perspective of what this might look like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm paperless. I'm managing partner of an accounting firm. And so paperless to me means maybe something a little different than paperless to you as a business CEO and operator.
Yeah, that's a very important point. And, you know, most of our listeners are consultants of some sort or accounting firms, I'm hoping, as well. So we do have to think in terms of what do we need for inside the practice to handle client flow and workflows and all that stuff. And so much of that is wrapped up in the concept of paperless. Versus what do we recommend to our clients for how they will take their company, whatever that might be, and take advantage of the paperless technologies to run their firm. And you're right, it's just very, very different sets of issues.
Well, I look at yours, you have all your guides and all your
mm-hmm.
training material
mm-hmm.
and a lot of product that's available. So I guess you have to think about how do I deliver that in a paperless way, as well as how do you run your business paperless, and then maybe how you interact with your accounting professional in a paperless way, maybe. So tell me a little bit about the Sleater Group and how all that works.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Sleater Group, we have books and various educational materials and webinars and all those things. That's what we produce in terms of a product, if you will. We have a network of individuals all over the country who are getting leads from us, if you will, for clients to do accounting consulting services mostly around QuickBooks. So that's my business. So the key thing I think we should focus today is not so much on the products you as either a firm or as a company in some industry create and how paperless applies to those products. But I like to focus our attention on the workflow of running your business. So when I think about running the Sleater Group and you think about running, you know, Root and Associates, your CPA firm, we definitely have different things. I care about, well, there's a lot of things we have in common, like, okay, from your practice when you run your business, you still have to pay bills, you still have to invoice clients in some form or another. So that part of running your firm is very much common with many of the needs of almost any company out there. So just a simple thing, you get invoices from your vendors and you need to put them into your accounting system. Well, if you can get those electronically, so much the better. Why have to have a mail and paper and all that stuff? So we're first talking about just getting those basic business documents into an electronic form. Usually they come, at least in today's world, they come on paper. And so your goal is to immediately scan them into a digital form, hopefully also then recognize the image into text so it can be easily searched. There's a technology called OCR, optical character recognition, and that's a process that once it scans an image into memory in the computer, it goes through and it recognizes all those little tiny dots, and it figures out that this pattern of dots is a B, and that one is a, you know, an I and an L and an L, so that's a bill, you know. So that's optical character recognition. It's a critical part of making information out of a bunch of dots on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah, and thankfully, most of the technologies we're going to talk about here, they all incorporate OCR to some extent or another. So,
I use the term paperless, but, you know, I hadn't thought about it from the standpoint of the paper coming into my office so much as what I did with that piece of paper once it came in the door.
Right.
So once it comes in the door, we digitize it, we scan it in, and we retain it that way. But an even better situation is that it comes in electronic.
Yeah, if we can train all the vendors, that would be great because you save a step there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first step in that's probably even training ourselves because, I mean, I still send out paper statements. As much as what I retain internally is paperless, I'm still sending out paper statements.
You know, we do a combination of that as well. And, you know, it sometimes from just the perspective of the person whose job it is to manage your accounts receivable, you know, that statement in the mail sometimes is what magically all of a sudden creates the right combination and gets your payment sent to you. So, you know, I think it depends on the other trading partner. If they respond to paper better than an emailed statement, then, yeah, we're going to continue doing that.
Sure.
But I think we all recognize that that's expensive for everybody.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, our postage is significant each year, as I'm sure yours is as well. So figuring out a solution for that would be important.
Yep. And I should mention here the backdrop of why we're so focused on paperless, and it seems like for several years now, you and I and all of our colleagues at the magazine, we've been talking about paperless, paperless, paperless. The real reason that I focus so much on it and probably most of the other writers at the magazine are, is because the real goal, where we're really trying to end up, is online. And online means with your practice, doing your consulting work with your client in some online way. We're already doing email. Well, that's one online way to communicate. But there's so many more steps to get everything online. And it seems that none of the online places we're going to go will work until or unless we can have paperless documents.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about some document management type systems.
Mm-hmm.
And let's differentiate a little bit between a LAN or a local area network-based system and an internet-based system. Can you kind of tell me the difference between the two of those?
Well, yeah. Many of the products that were developed years and years ago, they were just think of them as database management systems that allowed a scanned image to be attached to a contact record. You know, it's nothing more than that, and then that can be centralized on the server in the office over your local area network. There's a lot of systems out there, such as Cabinet NG, that does that, do it very well, and then they've also expanded into allowing you to attach a document, sort of an electronic link, between your document that's scanned and stored in what they call cabinets, their electronic filing cabinets, and you attach that essentially to transactions in the accounting system. And they support Peachtree and QuickBooks and several of the other business management applications. Now, that's great because it gets us to step one. We're paperless and we have organized paper and we have searchability on those paperless documents and we have you know, centralization for the whole team to be able to get at these documents for whatever the purpose they need. Where it doesn't go is it doesn't allow the remote worker, unless they're logged in via VPN or terminal services or whatever to the office, doesn't allow that remote worker to interact with those documents. So that turns out to be a constraint, but on the other hand, it also is a speed advantage for working with those documents if the whole team is in one building. So like Darren, I don't know if you're using a LAN-based document management system at your firm. Is that what you use?
We are currently using a LAN-based mm-hmm. system, and we started the document management system, like I said, in about 1999. And the one thing I've come to realize is, you know, that was nice a number of years ago, but I really value the internet, and mm-hmm. I really need to get this stuff out where I have access in more places.
Right.
Certainly I can log in and get a VPN and get to those documents, but that's not ideal.
It's a little overhead, isn't it?
It is. We use some portals to have the ability to push some of those documents out to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a two-step process. You know, you're getting it on the LAN, then you're pushing it somewhere else, and it's still not ideal. So, yeah, that's
right.
What we're doing. We're using a LAN right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it still may be that, well, number one, you may not have only one place for documents. There's one, your LAN-based document storage thing. There may be another for your, let's say, vendor bills that come in that get paid electronically and that it's all paperless when it arrives and stored on the internet. We use bill.com for that. I think you're doing that as well, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We have multiple systems,
yeah.
It seems like, right now, depending on what kind of document, what the function is. You know, accounts
yeah.
payable is different than how I'm producing documents for my clients.
Or for how you're managing those document flow within your staff of tax preparer people. I mean, they need speed. That's their first need. So probably the land-based thing is better for them to get their work done. But and there's very few of those documents that need to be accessed from the internet and the outside world. Is that pretty true for you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's true. I would agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, it's funny because I always want to recommend sort of one solution set, but that's just not realistic. There's multiple solutions. They all have slightly different features, points of view on what's valuable or not. And more and more I get into this business, I realize we need to kind of look at each of the different vendors, what their sweet spot is, and implement those products where appropriate, and not even necessarily only one for a given firm.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, because that's definitely the direction that we have gone and seems to be working fairly well. I mean, I guess ultimately it'd be nice, if you had a super portal.
Yeah,
and everything was in one place, but I just don't see us getting there real soon.
Well, yeah, and as you know, Darren, I'm working on that as well as you with various technologies to try to put products together that people could actually buy from us that would sort of aggregate all the different technologies. Maybe we'll get there. We'll get there partly, I suppose. But I think what you just said is that, this all-encompassing one thing that does all isn't probably in, at least not in the near future.
If you could figure out how to aggregate, I think that would be a fantastic thing.
Yeah. I always say when you try to be all things to all people, you're nothing to nobody. And I think that's that same concept. But
so let's talk a little bit about the option to land-based, I guess, would be internet-based, and
mm-hmm.
what that might look like.
Yeah, so, just imagine a hard disk in the sky now, and then instead of scanning a document and attaching it to your electronic filing cabinet on the server in the back office, it's just a server in the sky. Of course, as soon as you go there, now you have some complicating issues. Number one, you have to have always-on internet, so you can't even go there if you don't have broadband. You could, but don't go there.
Yeah, it wouldn't
be
functional.
You'd be happy. Yeah, I don't think you'd be happy. So you need the high-speed, always-on access. Pretty much everyone now has that, which is the key that has held this technology back in the past. It's just very high bandwidth requirements. And then you have to have connector software that connects between your local LAN or PCs on your LAN and that remote place. We have actually, I think it's our sponsor of our show today, Smart Vault. They have a great example of what I'm talking about here. It's smartvault.com if you want to go and look them up. But, with their product, I just think about a small little add-on to QuickBooks. I install it. And it's installed into QuickBooks, and it allows me to, as soon as, let's just take an example of a contract between a vendor and myself. So I'm creating this contract, finalizing the contract, and then we're done with it. Well, I print it to a PDF, and then I upload that, and then I go into QuickBooks, if you will, and I find that vendor's record in the vendor list, and then I attach, there's a little paperclip kind of view that I can attach a document to the vendor's record, and then I can go onto my hard drive and just grab that PDF, and it uploads that into a filing cabinet up on the internet at smartvault.com. Now, that's really cool because then every time I'm just in QuickBooks, looking at my QuickBooks, and I want to see anything about my contract, I go to the vendor list where I'm all otherwise managing that relationship, and I see it, and I can just open that vendor contract. So that's a good example of internet-based but yet connected to the local system in a way that really adds value to both sides.
Well, I've got to say that I'm a big fan of Smart Vault. We use it on several clients, and there's just this whole notion of getting rid of these vendor bills, these contracts, W-4s on employees, all this stuff
yeah.
that we have accumulated on clients, getting them into QuickBooks and attached to Smart Vault or through Bill.com or any of these solutions
mm-hmm.
is a tremendous time saver. Not to mention just not having to deal with all that paper at the end of the year is a big plus.
Yeah. Well, and of course, if you're not in the office but need to access that contractor or that vendor, you can just log into the internet anywhere and go and grab it. So, yeah, this just opens up our world, and so many of us are traveling or have remote workers now who need access to information. Of course, we can secure that information with all sorts of encryption and password access and all that. So, I don't see this as a major security issue in case that comes to mind to our listener. The internet is something people try to break all the time, but I think the values of these technologies are overcoming, or the benefits are outweighing the risks. So we start to go that way as soon as the benefits are there.
So we've talked a little bit about some needs of the client, and even you and I being a client, and what we need internally and things. Another product that we use from a firm perspective, is different than our clients, is Copanion has a product called GruntWorks.
Mm-hmm.
And we, if you can imagine, when tax documents hit our office, historically, we've been converting those to PDFs and saving those documents in-house, which requires somebody to scan the right documents in and try to bookmark them and get them into our digital file cabinet. Well, what GruntWorks does, and more recently, they just launched a product called GruntWorks Plus. When those documents come into our office now, we take those documents and have an administrative person scan them in front and back. We don't care what's on the front. We don't care what's on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Scan them all in. GruntWorks Plus is smart enough to identify those documents, sort them in the way that it goes into a tax return, and identify them with an ID. So if I were working for the Sleater Group and you sent me a W-2, it would say, this is a W-2 from the Sleater Group.
Mm-hmm.
And it would sort all those W-2s together and put my 1099s together and so on. And that's all out in a portal at Copanion. I can then take that tax, that PDF that gets created and is fully bookmarked, and download it into my management, in my digital management system, or my document management system, and saving me a lot of time. And then I can create that return from the digital document instead of having all the paper laid out.
Yeah.
Much more efficient. So there's a solution that we use internally just for that particular, that's not what Bill.com's for. That's not what Smart Vault's for. So here's just another solution.
Yeah, that's a good example of where we started earlier. There's different needs for the accounting firm versus the client or the consulting firm that really isn't involved in tax. I mean, that's pretty tax-focused, and those guys are just absolute wizards over at GruntWorks. They have figured this out and perfected their technology, and they've really focused. What really surprised me about them is they understand your life as a practicing CPA doing tax returns. And so they've built their product to help you and your application.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the paperless, the small business vendors that are out there. Any come to mind for you?
So for the non-tax firm is what you're talking about, right?
For the non-tax firm, right?
Yeah, so like any small business owner. Well, and as you know, my focus is usually for the firm or small business owner who is using QuickBooks as their accounting system. So I tend to be more familiar with those types of folks. But there's a company called PaperSave out there, and they've got a great sort of low-priced product, very high value. It does a lot of the same features that we discussed with the Smart Vault product. It is land-based only, but it's a very nice product. Scan it, attach it, be able to look up documents, all those sorts of things. We've been looking at them for several years. They've done quite well in the marketplace. They're inexpensive, good product. Another one that really differentiates themselves from the others is a product called FormClick, CLIQ. And by the way, I should mention to our audience, don't worry about writing all this down. We have show notes. If you go over to the CPATA website, you can look at our show notes, and it'll give you all the information about which products we've mentioned here, and you can go to their websites. But back to FormClick, this product is relatively new. I think it's been out about 2 years. It scans a document. Let's focus on a vendor bill for a minute. So you get a piece of paper from your vendor in the mail, you scan it in, and it recognizes with the OCR technology, it recognizes the text on the page. But then in addition to that, kind of like what the GruntWorks technology does, it actually recognizes that that is a bill from this vendor, and so it brings up and enters a bill into QuickBooks for you for that vendor, and it looks through the line-by-line detail of the bill, and it enters that and codes that to the accounts and all for your QuickBooks bill. So that's not a perfect technology because that takes just a lot of almost artificial intelligence, if you will, because every vendor's bill is going to be formatted slightly differently, and how you want to code each line on the bill, you know, is often a decision that the bookkeeper needs to make. But if it can get me 90% there, and then I just make the corrections, I'm way down the path.
Well, that was new to me. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I encourage you to look at that. It's really, really interesting. Another one is Cabinet NG. These are some. This is a company that won an awesome add-on award from the Sleater Group a couple times in the past. Great product. Probably a little more robust in the sense of they set up, I think they're using SQL Server. I might be wrong about that. I don't recall exactly. But some database, centralized database on the LAN, a electronic filing cabinet. They've got the little application that scans the document and then brings up a little form, if you will, that I can type in manually, but I type in from the document displayed, I type in the bill or the vendor document into QuickBooks, and it then passes that transaction in as a QuickBooks document.
Kind of links them together then?
Yeah, it links the source document to it. So it's a little like what we talked about with Smart Vault, but it's really all on the LAN instead of on the internet. They've had great success in the market.
Does it have other capabilities beyond that, or is it pretty focused in that area?
Well, I suppose the answer is yeah, other capabilities. This electronic filing cabinet that I can, cross-link or cross-reference documents of different types for different reasons. But they call it Cabinet, CNG-Books is their little applet that allows me to, when I scan an image, then send a transaction like a bill into QuickBooks. And their idea there was they were trying to appeal to the outsourced accounting services people, so that the client could, send the documents or even change the mailing address to this outsourced place. You get the mail, you scan it in, you put the transactions into QuickBooks, and if you take your QuickBooks and put it onto an ASP, a hosted place on the internet, you use Right Networks or InSync for this, then as I do that scanning and that CNG books to put my transactions in, they end up as transactions into QuickBooks that the client can also remotely log in and see. So we're kind of all sharing parts of the accounting transaction data entry or data usage, if you will. Like maybe the remote people will scan your bills and put them in, but then the business owner will log in and pay the bills, that sort of thing.
All right.
Yeah. So the next one, we kind of already went through Smart Vault, but great product. What they add to the world is this really cool, just think of it as a little, you've seen this a lot, Darren, right? This little ribbon down the right side of your QuickBooks screen, and has a little paperclip, and it has a little folder icon. And as I click on transactions or list items in QuickBooks, when I see them come up, then the little folder icon lights up with a 1 or a 2 or a 3, indicating how many documents are connected to this particular transaction you're currently looking at. And then you can go into the folder and open any one of those documents and view it. And, of course, as you do that, it's looking online in their online vault, if you will, for those documents.
So as I understand it, every transaction that takes place, and let's just use QuickBooks, has a transaction ID, and this document ends up attaching to that transaction ID, and that's how it knows where it's at, right?
Yep, exactly. And that little ID, you don't ever see it yourself in QuickBooks, so it's not like the bill number or the invoice number. It's a hidden thing behind the scenes that the QuickBooks SDK handles for you. So
the other thing I know about this product that I think is interesting is you don't really have to have QuickBooks to use it. I mean, there's a client version that, let's say you're an accounting firm or a consulting firm, and your client, and you're running QuickBooks for your client, and your client wants to send you documents. I think there's a little client that they can download and use it to scan and get documents to Smart Vault, right?
Yes, and that use case probably will happen quite a bit. In fact, I talked with the Smart Vault guys the other day, and you know, they're starting to learn a lot about how their customers, first of all, they're getting a tremendous success in the marketplace. People are getting their product and really loving it, but now they're really studying how people are using it, and they're surprised to see how many people are really interested in having clients help with the moving the data up to the cloud.
It's just more efficient instead of dropping bills off someplace or faxing them or whatever it might
be. Oh, and one more thing about them that, you know, we should mention here, they do backup also of your whole QuickBooks file. So while their sweet spot is the document management and attaching it to transactions and all, and that's what we're mostly talking about here, in addition to that, if you buy their service, you get backups of your QuickBooks data file that you can schedule and automatically happens, and it goes behind the scenes up into the cloud. So it's all incorporated into this same fee that you pay to them for their service.
Well, that's a valuable service, because I know a lot of small business clients that I deal with. Backup isn't the number one thing on their mind, nor do they really realize that they have backed up. So the more that can be automated and taken care of for them, the better off they'll be.
Yep. So SourceLink is another product that's been around for a long time. They've been in the market, done quite well. They have very happy customers everywhere. Similar product to PaperSave and Cabinet and Smart Vault, similar except that they're storing the documents locally, local to the machine where the QuickBooks data file is. They're also attaching them to transactions in QuickBooks, but SourceLink is also something that they host for you on an ASP. So you can have a hosted version of QuickBooks and SourceLink attached, so that you can essentially with that combination realize the internet access capability that we were talking about that Smart Vault is based on. You can get that same basic idea if you host QuickBooks and SourceLink together.
So is SourceLink doing the hosting of QuickBooks?
Yes, they actually have hosted they have a hosting company themselves.
Okay.
I'm not really sure about the future of all of that right now. That's actually another show we ought to do, Darren, is talk a little bit about ASPs and hosting of QuickBooks and what the changes are coming, because there's significant changes coming from Intuit in that area. in terms of licensing and how that'll all work?
Well, as you know, I'm going into it next week, and you're closely involved with Intuit. I think maybe our next show, that might be a good one for us to talk about.
Yeah, I would like to. Very timely, because I think everybody wants to know what's going on there, and Intuit wants to kind of clean up that world. So.
Yeah, well, I think the right information needs to be out there. So maybe between the two of us, we can spend some time in the next show getting the right information out there. So now, didn't QuickBooks have their own document management system at one point?
Well, they announced one last year, I think in the summer of 2008 or so, and they withdrew it. I'm not really sure the whole story on that. I think it didn't have quite the same enough of the same features that all the competitors had, so they pulled it off, and maybe they're going to perfect it and put it out there again. I actually haven't heard.
Okay, but you know, if you're doing small business consulting and listening to this, or you're a small business, we've just talked about several different vendors that can help you move along in this paperless direction. So, like you said, we'll put some links to these companies we talked about in the show notes for people to follow up on. But very good products out there. I've been very happy with several of them.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about, since we are in the middle of tax season, for any of those tax preparers that are out there listening, let's talk a little bit about some of the tax prep products. We talked a little bit about Copanion's offering of GruntWorks and even GruntWorks Plus now, which I say is it's new. I just blogged about this the other day on our RootWorks.com blog site. But, you know, I had a discussion with some people at Copanion maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago about a need we had. They really had two products. They had a GruntWorks product, which we all kind of know about it. It was kind of a buck a return. You know, they charged $1 per return. And you got back this scanned and organized PDF, but it really didn't tell you who the documents were from. It might tell you it was a W-2, but it didn't tell you it was a W-2 from the Sleater Group.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a sort of a pro version that would integrate with some software packages, some tax software packages. But, you know, what we were wanting was sort of a middle ground, because what the pro version didn't integrate with our software package. And we were using UltraTax. And so from conversation to implementation was 30 days. We had a conversation 30 days ago with some guys at Copanion and other firms that had the same conversation, so it wasn't just us. And within 30 days, they pushed out a product called GruntWorks Plus that scan, organize, and identifies those documents. So that's the true SaaS model. During the middle of busy season, they get this done and push it out, and we're using it now. We've been on it for about a week and a half and love it.
That's fantastic. And just to make sure everybody's with us, the SaaS model we're talking about, software as a service, internet-delivered software instead of software that you go buy at the store and install from CD. It's all just up there in the cloud, including the software, so they can release software, you know, within 30 days of that conversation, because they could develop it, test it, and get it all rolled out, and it's instantly available when they're ready.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, there's another one that I know quite a bit about, but not as much about it, which is SurePrep. You tell me what you know about SurePrep.
Well, SurePrep's been out for a long time, and you know, I don't really do taxes, so I'm not intimately familiar with it. But I mean, they're doing very well on the market of again scanning returns, recognizing the text, automating the entry of, let's say, a W-2. It scans the different boxes and then puts those into the tax schedules for you. So it automates some of that, kind of like we were talking about with FormClick earlier, that filled out your bills. They're kind of filling out parts of the tax return for you too.
Yeah, they do have a scan, organize, and that's called and populate component, which GruntWorks does as well, to a limited number of software packages. SurePrep does scan, organize, and identifies, like we talked about in the GruntWorks product. And they also have some tick and tie capabilities in their product. So that you can do some ticking and tying between what goes into the return and stuff. So definitely another one to look at. SurePrep was really early on in this marketplace and has a fantastic reputation. Tell me about Intuit's document management solution.
Well, remember before I said the QuickBooks document management has been discontinued. That's a product that was meant to tie to QuickBooks. But this Intuit DMS that's been around for several years, I'm actually not sure, but it's, you know, tied into their Pro Series and those tax products they do. But it has the similar kinds of things where scan, organize, identify, I believe populate, but I'm not as familiar with their specifics, but I know that there's a lot of people in our space, the Intuit sort of loyal accountants out there that just love that product.
You know, I thought I saw a press release in late December, maybe early January, where Intuit had a relationship with Copanion and the Gruntworks product for this up-and-coming tax season. I don't know if it was in the Pro Series line or the Lacerte line or all the above, but I think they've developed a relationship there as well.
Yeah, I've heard this too, and I haven't heard all the details yet, so we'll get our listeners updated on that as we get the details. Watch for show notes because I think we can find out a little more about that.
Good idea. So we've talked about a lot of stuff today, but there's a lot of, I mean, this whole scan and attach and organize and all these different components of making your business more efficient and effective and having an outreach of the internet and all this stuff is, you know, it's all here now, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is. And I think if you're not already doing document paperless with yourself, then that's your first goal. Right after tax season, say, okay, our next 6 months is going to be converting to paperless, and you got to do it this year. Talk about a tough economy and, you know, how to survive. Well, the best way to survive is get yourself more efficient. Make your practice a machine. And then go, and after you're familiar with it, go and help your clients do the same thing. Because everybody benefits with this, not to mention the green aspects. I mean, hey, you know, this is less paper, less tree cutting. So
I think your clients, I think for those consultants that are out there, if they can do it themselves, they can certainly roll it out to their clients, and their clients will really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Doug, I think we've used up our time for today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to spend another 45 minutes with me and talk about these fun topics. So this is it for episode 18. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, ADP, which is our podcast corporate sponsor, and our Small Business Consulting to Go sponsor, SmartVault, for their sponsorship. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.